You are now tuned into Progressive Thoughts Podcast, sponsored by DOS Media Group. I am Mr. LB.
And I am Mr. Chong. I'm just here to pick my brother's brain, get his perspective, and, you know, progressive thoughts.
We're going to take you guys to a lot of topics, so stay tuned. What's up? Happy Sunday to everybody. It's a little cold in the tri-state area. What you think, Charm?
It's cold. It's very cold.
It's cold?
Yeah.
Now, is it cold or are you anemic?
Both.
Oh, my God.
Bring so you're old
black
jacket.
And you're anemic.
Yep.
That's black. A goddamn shame. What you got for me today on Progressive Thoughts? What you got for me today?
All right. I got one question.
Talk to the people.
Does economics matter in relation in Dayton and beyond?
Does economics matter in Dayton and beyond? Are we talking 1980 or 2017?
2017.
Oh, whoa, my brother. Ugh. I would say it matters. I would say, you know, you have to know where you're going with things. Right. Too many times I've seen a lot of people, my peers, date and there's no end goal.
Can you elaborate?
Is that not elaborating?
Can you be more specific?
You want to be...
Okay, I want you to be specific.
All right. Well,
no
okay.
Names.
Just no, right. We don't have to name names. Black people.
What happened? What did you see?
So, I mean, listen. At the end of the day, how does the song in the 80s go? No romance without finance?
Right about that.
I mean, do you ladies agree? I mean, let me know. But at the end of the day, you need to have a goal, a purpose, a direction. You know, are we doing this just to occupy each other's time? Or are we doing this for thrills? Or are we doing this for sexual pleasures? I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, does that answer your question?
Yeah.
All right. Any other questions you have for me this evening?
I don't know. I got a lot. Might get some people in trouble.
I mean, hey. Trouble. I mean.
I agree with you for the most part. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how do you feel? I mean, you're dating a female. I'm just asking a question.
It's supposed to be personal. So,
personal. Negro, we on Instagram Live. What's personal about this? God anyway, damn. So if you were dating a female and her finances weren't together, but her priorities were, how would you approach that situation?
You work with her.
I mean, how do you work with her?
About it.
You put in work. But how would you work with her?
I mean, you lay everything out. You talk about
the direction. You lay the bed sheets out.
Oh, come on. You asked me a serious question.
I'm just kidding.
You talk
guys.
About it. I think that's the first approach to anything. You talk about it. You lay everything out on the table, and then you say, hey, this is the direction I'm going in, and this is the direction you need to be going in.
But now, I have a question, though. What if a female doesn't allow the man to take the lead? She wants to do her own thing.
And that can cause problems in the future.
What kind of problems?
Well, communication part, for the most.
Oh, explain, my brother. Elaborate.
you're not, if you're looking to spend the rest of your life with that person and she's not on the same level with you, you're going to have problems.
I agree.
All sorts of problems.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, hey.
I mean, I don't, I listen, man, I'm just a black man in this world trying to do a couple of things. But I agree with you. And I also believe this independent woman movement has been taken out of context.
What do you mean, like it's trending?
Oh, it's trendy now. Oh, it's very trendy now.
In what way?
It's popular.
Yeah.
They're doing it for the wrong reasons. I mean, if you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight. I mean, I'm just saying. Let me stop. What else you got for me, man? Give me another question. What you got for me today on Progressive Thoughts, brought to you by Dear West Media Group? Just thought I'd throw that out there. Listen, shout out to my man Jermaine over there. Hey, Jermaine, I see you, baby. I know you want to join in on this.
Yeah, let's. What you got to say, Jermaine?
Jermaine, come on, Jermaine. In on this.
Jermaine, what you got to say?
That's come my on, man, brother. Right there.
Nah.
Yo, shout out to the booth. You know, shout out to my man Frank. Big ups to Frank.
Word.
Shout out to New Breed. You know what I mean?
Rock, I see you, baby.
What's up, Rock? Shout out to my man Gio.
What's G? George. George. Snipe. Gilly.
Oh, yeah. Shout outs. What's up? We here. So,
yeah.
What other topics you have for me?
It's a tesseract.
Hey, tesseract. You see how black people do you? They never prepared.
Hey, you're not going to bash me.
No. I'm going to bash you right now because black people are never prepared.
Cut the camera.
No, we're not cutting the camera. Black people are never prepared. And that's the problem right there.
Good. Black people. Why don't black people prepare?
I don't know. I'm not black, I'm Moji.
Okay.
I'm just kidding, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. That's a good question. Why you don't think black people prepare?
Because we feel entitled.
To what?
Everything that's not ours.
So how do we get out of that mentality?
How do we get out of that mentality? We got to wake up and go to work. And I don't mean a job. I mean, whatever you're trying to be successful in, are you doing the work? You know what I'm saying? Are you better today than you was yesterday? What did you do today to perpetuate your success for tomorrow? An overnight success takes 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize that. An overnight success takes 3 years. So, you know what I'm saying? What are you doing? But like I said, we in the booth, and getting back to your original question,
yeah,
on economics and dating
and beyond.
Let me ask you this question: could you date a female who was not financially stable? Ooh.
Jermaine's
y'all see that, right? Oh, look at Jermaine. Yo, we gotta get Jermaine on the show. We gotta get Jermaine out here.
I say it depends. He said customers. Yeah, I say it depends.
On?
If she has potential.
So if she's not financially stable, but has potential.
Yeah, she's working, grinding, you know.
But I mean, if she's working, how is she not financially stable? I'm just saying.
If she see herself in a different place than where she is now.
So progress.
Yeah.
Progress. Okay. And this is all things being equal, she's not financially stable.
Right.
Where's the progress?
All right.
I'm just asking.
All right,
now let me
ask you.
Have
you dated somebody?
Huh?
Go ahead. Speak on it, brother.
Can you repeat the question?
Have you dated somebody?
I've dated a lot of people. I mean,
have you dated somebody in this with the same scenario?
I mean, be specific.
Have you dated somebody?
Correct.
Who wasn't financially stable And if you did, how long did you give her until you made a decision to move on?
I might have. You know, I try not to look at that in the beginning. You know, but I've been in that situation. And I've also been in the situation when I wasn't financially stable. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. I'm going on camera and saying that. I've been in both positions. But I tell you what, though, my intentions were good. You know, so I feel like if you're dating someone, male or female, and they're not financially stable, and you're the person who is financially stable, and you're trying to help them get to that point, and they're not trying to hear what you have to say, then hey, you got to move on.
That's fair.
Let them go play for somebody else. Oh. Let somebody else coach them.
Run, you know, to a different organization, huh?
Let them move on. You know. You know, but if they're saying, you know what, I'm not at this point in my life, you are, and, you know, I'm trying to hear your pointers and or point of view. Okay, cool. Because now that gets into the realm of communication.
Yeah. Keep
you
going.
Know what I'm saying? So if we can communicate on that level, we can communicate on anything, you know? So it's like, hey, look, because look, life has its ups and downs. Let me tell you that. Yeah. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. Hey. It is what it is, and it's going to be what it's going to be. But if you have that constant support system, especially if it's someone who's your significant other, you're good to go. But if you're trying to stray away from the support system, your significant other, someone who's only trying to help you, good luck.
Tough love.
Tough love. Yeah, you know, sometimes you got to love people from a distance. I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't mean
that's fair.
You know, I'm not trying to insult anybody or anything, but hey, it's 2017. What's up? What are we doing? You know, we watching Cardi B or are we watching? Yeah, what we doing here? So what else you got from Brother Man? Brother Prince? A.K.A. Mr. Charm, A.K.A. Smooth Operator.
No.
Oh, yes, no, yes, no, yes. No. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, you know how long it took me to get this guy?
Cut his mic.
No, don't cut the mic. Tell the producers don't cut the mic. We talking right now. What else you got for me, brother man? Took me a long time to get you on camera.
A long time.
I just met this guy off the street. He was homeless.
Yeah.
Eating ham sandwiches.
Yeah.
Turkey special.
Yeah. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Excuse me. We have under 18 listeners.
Creating lies about me. Jackass. Excuse me.
Now, before we go, I have one question that we're going to tackle on next week's episode. And forgive me for saying this. Brother Gio.
Well.
Really? Why you had to get the slave? Well. Like, you sounded like a slave, like an old John Legend song.
Finish your point.
Yeah. I'm getting to my point. Right. I'm getting to my question by way of Brother Gio. Brother Gio asked me Friday night, can you be successful without reading, knowing how to read, excuse me? You already know how I get down. My answer was no. You need to know how to read. Reading is fundamental. But apparently that's up for debate. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to this podcast. Like I said, DOS Media Group, shout outs to those guys over there. Wait, that's us. Oh, yeah. So, shout out to us. Shout outs to my man Jermaine. Shout outs to the booth.
For a shout out to Jermaine.
Yeah, shout out. Big shout out to Jermaine. We gonna get you on this couch. We got a seat right here. Uh oh.
Yep.
We got a seat right here for Jermaine. Sorry for the technical difficulties. We got a seat right here, Jermaine. We gonna pick your brain too, buddy. Mm-hmm. That's right, buddy. You're gonna do dual work. Double the work. Shout out to my man Frank. Like I said, shout out to the booth. And shout out to everybody who's showing love. Peace, peace, peace. Any other questions? Please feel free to DM me.